Hey, Justin, I see that you're desperate again. You know how I know? Because when you get desperate, you divide and distract. And that's what you did today. I read in the Liberal pamphlet, the Toronto Star, that you claim the reason you're so unpopular with Canadians is because Canadians are racist. This from a guy who dressed up in racist costumes so many times, he can't even remember them all. Really, Justin, you can't remember how many times you dressed up in racist costumes? This from a guy who fired the first Indigenous female attorney general. Why? Because she refused to help you get your corporate friends off of criminal charges after they stole $100 million from Africa's poorest people. This from a guy whose own MPs, Liberal MPs, Justin, said that you mistreated them so badly that they actually had to leave caucus. That's your ugly, racist past. You're in no position to be calling anyone else racist, but we know why you're doing it. You want to distract. You want people to be afraid. Because if people are afraid of their neighbor, they might forget that they can't afford their rent. If they're afraid of their fellow Canadians, they might forget that under your watch, we have 40-year highs in inflation. People can't afford to eat, that there are 1.5 million people going to food banks every single month, that food banks have had people ask them for help in committing suicide because life has become so miserable under your watch, that you want people to forget, to be fearful so that they forget that crime has gone up. So what have you done? You've tried to make people afraid of hunters by saying that it's Indigenous and rural people who are hunting that are causing all of the inner city crime and not the many repeat violent offenders that you're releasing into the street. You want people to be afraid so that they forget that this is the chaos. This is the chaos we have at our airports. By the way, Justin, I'm able to record this message right now because my flight is late. Of course it's late. Flights are always late since you became Prime Minister. The federal government is responsible for air transportation. Yes, that's you, my friend. And you don't want people to remember that you have failed in all of these areas, so you divide to distract. Well, we're not going to let you do that anymore. We're going to point out that these failings are your failings. They're not the failings of the Canadian people. In fact, the Canadian people want us to turn the hurt you've caused into the hope that they need. And that is what I am going to do. We're going to make this a country that rewards work again, where the dollar has purchasing power, where planes actually take off on time, and where our streets are safe. That is the hope that is going to unify us, and unity is what we need. Instead of your divide and distract, we will unite for hope. Now, I got a plane to catch,